Well, I've never done it, so I don't know how that all works, and I just can't. I know, I realize that it works for you, obviously, and you know, it makes a lot of sense, but I just can't. I just jump in my car, even if I throw on sweatpants and slippers and go get it myself. I just can't warm up to it, you know. It's I don't understand the fee structure, right? You know, it's like you got to tip. You're tipping the restaurant, but now you got this new component where you where they got you got to get a tip. So you got to tip the driver and the restaurant. Plus, there's a fee. Now, I understand sometimes there is, sometimes there isn't. But I'm just like, holy cow! By the time you add that all up, you know, it's crazy. I mean, you know, it's like, you know. And then I understand there's a rating system. So if you don't tip the driver well, then you know. I don't know. I just don't like the whole, I don't like tip culture in general. I generally do it, and I generally do it really well, but because it is what it is, I hate tip culture. I really do. It leaves this stuff arbitrary, you know, and I always go over because I don't know what's appropriate and what's right. I want to be, you know, looked at as cheap, but God, I hate tip culture. Dakota?
Connected to CMN Network.
At ADBF. I absolutely despise tip culture. There's very few things I think that should be tipped, and that's one, if you're serving me. Two, if you're delivering something to me. You know, DoorDash is the extent of what that means. Not my Amazon guy, not my UPS guy. That is your job. Do your job. No one tips me for fixing a computer. But there are certain things, you know, I'm like you, Sean. If I'm tipping someone and they took care of me, I'm going to take care of them. Like, I got my hair cut yesterday. I really like the barber I go to. I tipped him $15 on a $25 haircut, which is probably just beyond excessive. But I know that when I call that dude and I say, I need a haircut, like I did yesterday, he took me as a walk-in and gave me a good haircut, and I was on my way. You know, it's certain things you kind of, if you're like, if you're a regular, right, you take care of the people that you see regularly. But I agree. This whole carry-out tip is the dumbest thing ever. Tropical smoothie, we've talked about this, where they want a tip on me going in the store to pick up my smoothie that I placed the order online. So that in theory, or in reality, they did less work than if I went in and ordered through them because they didn't even have to put the order in. I'm not tipping you for making me a smoothie. That's your job.